The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com. Call Midas Resources today to protect your future at 1-800-686-2237.
Show me the money and show me the sanctions, all part of what the road ahead is for this hour on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. How you doing in those nooks and crannies? I'll tell you what, it's been tough in Florida. Boy, a freaky story about one of my favorite places, a girl hit by a plane on a very popular beach. She's hit by it on the beach, 9 years old, and the plane was running out of, you know, it looks like it was running out of gas from the way it was described by the Sarasota County Sheriff's Office. And the poor girl and her father from Georgia were hit on Sunday afternoon when the plane was making the bailing out emergency landing move, according to the FAA. The father died, boom, right on the scene. The girl was taken to the hospital. And the Venice Municipal Airport said they saw a plane in distress, and the pilot of the 72 Piper Cherokee radioed that he would be unable to make it back to the airport, and that instead he was going to have to try to make a landing on the beach. So the pilot and his passenger were uninjured. Very, very, very sad. The pilot of the plane, a guy named Carl Kokomor, who is happens to be a guy who has his own company, a local engineering firm, is devastated and emotionally distraught. Of course he is, because there you are, you're out there flying, you can't land, so you do what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to look for that flat surface. And he was losing altitude pretty fast. He didn't have any time to make much of a decision. And he aimed for a spot on the water's edge that looked like it was remote. He said he never saw them. He didn't realize there were people on the beach until it was too late. Oh, boy. Awful, awful thing. Sadly, the day that he died, 36-year-old, Omi Izari posted a message on Facebook to his wife. They were celebrating their 9th wedding anniversary. Ooh, boy, oh boy. It just goes to that you never know, and I can't even imagine what it would be like to be that pilot. In the meantime, a strange thing is also surfacing in the Sunshine State. We have a lot of people listening to us there in Sarasota and Arcadia and Port Charlotte and Miami and a whole bunch of other places in between. Is they have this weird strain in the water, this weird virus that's happening where they're warning people to just be a little bit careful when they're in the water. But how do you be a little bit careful when they're telling you, well, there's this really flesh-eating bacteria that could attach itself, and in all seriousness, there's no way to 100% handicap this thing, because all you know is that with the right conditions, you may be unlucky and it might get you. If you're in the water where it's particularly warm, which the water has been getting warmer, there is a strange chance of this. And imagine being the lifeguard. Well, the duty of the lifeguard is to protect the people, the beachgoers, when they're in the water. Now you're talking about a flesh-eating bacteria in the waters. So what do you do with that and the flag that you have flying? And, you know, it's crazy. We've heard these stories before, but it killed at least 11 people in Florida last year. I didn't even realize that. And it's this naturally occurring bacteria, and it thrives in warm or moderately salty water. And it's dangerous to people with weak immune systems, fatal, around 50% of the time when it gets into people's bloodstreams. Ugh. And how do you contract the virus? By eating tainted raw shellfish and oysters. People who swim in the water who have open wounds and they're vulnerable. And what happens? Fever, chills, skin lesions, that kind of thing. And this illness is caused by Vibrio bacteria. That's what it's called. I hope I'm saying that right. Vibrio bacteria. And they say we're only going to see this get a little bit worse. All right, off on a tangent at the beginning. To many of you who I know have written to me because you spend time, a lot of time, in the great state of Florida, whether you're there visiting or you have a place of your own there, it's very popular snowbirds destination. Although this is in snowbird time, that's a little bit later into the year, not now, not through the summer months. All right, it's not about snowbirds or anything like that. It's about flat out being a human and not using innocent people as human shields. My biggest problem with Hamas is that, frankly. Hamas, to me, seems like they're trying to pile up the casualties to say, look what they've done to us. And this is the same war of words that we've seen for a long time. Hamas and Israel blaming one another for the lack of a ceasefire. Now there's 1,200 people dead. Violence continues on Wednesday morning. And it's on all sides of this. Israel needs more money for its dome that is fending off lots of the missiles that are rocket fire that's being lobbed their way. And guess where they're going to get it? From the United States, if the United States signs off on it. Over $200 million. At least 1,200 people in Gaza have died. 7,000 have been wounded since the conflict began. How many people claiming to be militants on either side were killed? That's kind of unclear. Since 70% of the people killed were civilians. Wow. They're hitting the right spots, and sadly they're hitting the refugee camps that are close to all the action. And just a cache of rockets was uncovered at a UN-operated school in central Gaza that was closed for the summer. Always a big concern. Always, always, always. So just so you know it, we are funding the Iron Dome. Over $200 million, if it's approved, given to Israel to ward off the rockets that are constantly being lobbed there. Constantly. And a couple of days left in Congress. They got to worry about the VA. They have to worry about the funding here. We're kind of all over the map when it comes to, hey, TikTok, 3 days and counting, you're on the clock. Got to get it done now, or it's not getting done until they come back from that break. Finally, the VA has a new secretary, and it looks like the funding's in play. We'll talk about that, plus the mailbag coming up on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado, and to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold. It's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2233 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
America Tonight. You can always throw in your 2 cents. Wait till you hear this. We're going to go to the mailbag in a second, too. Got a ton of email to get to. How about this news story? Not a shocker, but the statistics are about half of the schedulers at several Veteran Affairs Hospital say that they got instructions from supervisors to flat out falsify any of the information and hide the true time that it took patients to be seen by a doctor. The latest details certainly add to this audit that's being done that was released previously. The whole allegation of delayed care, mismanagement, ridiculous. What kind of culture were they running there? So you have veterans who died because they were riddled with cancer and couldn't get what they needed, or something else was ailing them, including mentally, not getting any treatment for weeks, for months on end. Thank goodness there is a new VA secretary, Robert McDonald. He's going to have to clean this up fast. He was confirmed unanimously on Tuesday. He's a former CEO. He's an ex-Army officer. And he says he's going to introduce reforms immediately. He needs to. Congress is supposed to approve a $17 billion bipartisan proposal before the week is out. Sad. And you know, CNN actually, of all networks, broke this story. They did an investigation of two of the VA hospitals And since then, it's just exploded. I mean, good for them. And thank goodness that this has been exposed. These paper wait lists, hiding the delays, and being told by the supervisor, hide the delays. That is awful. So they got to have some disciplinary actions against some of these people. I will say this, the VA had a statement on its website that they said they were going to use disciplinary-wise for 6 employees in Cheyenne, Wyoming, Fort Collins, Colorado because of the audit. Anybody who's manipulated the data, withheld key information from the supervisors, affected the care of veterans, should be immediately bounced, but they should prosecute them. I mean, they should prosecute them. If they have the evidence, oh, they need to do it. Some of you had something to say about that, so let's go and check the emails without further ado.
You have mail, mistress.
This one, thank you. This one from Eric, who says, Kate, it's so sad what happened with the VA. Every day a new shoe seems to drop there. I have no idea why McDonald would even want that job, but God bless him. He's going to need all the help in the world. He has his credentials as being a CEO of a big-time company, and he also serves, so he gets the military process. I think he has a good chance to be able to get not only the funding he needs, but to get enough of the backing he needs to put this in our rear view mirror. Yeah, I hope so. It looks that way. It looks like a lot of people are coming out of the woodwork to try to help, and that's a good thing. If there's that sense of community, okay, this is wrong, but now let's make it right, that's how this is going to work. That's how it's going to work. Let's go to another one. This one from Todd, who says, hello, Kate Delaney, long-time listener, have never gotten in touch with the show, work a third shift. Sometimes my days switch around and I download it, but I do enjoy your offerings. Wondering if you were paying attention to the Ebola stuff that's going on in Africa and whether or not it'll spread to the United States. Well, here's the thing, it already has touched America. Will it spread to the United States? Well, you've got one Ebola doctor killed by the virus. The Americans that got it were involved with patients, and it is a fear. It is something to fear, without a doubt. But the chances of it being widespread in the United States, not really good. And it's weird, they're talking about this guy, Patrick Sawyer, who he was going back to Minnesota. He was celebrating, going to celebrate his daughter's birthday. And he was in Nigeria in a conference. When he landed, he collapsed getting off the plane. He was infected with Ebola in Liberia. He worked as just a government guy in the Liberian Ministry of Finance. So they isolated him at the hospital on July 20th, and this is why this is so serious. They isolated him, didn't feel good, boom, passed out, then they find out he died 5 days later. Oh. And this family was from Minnesota, as I mentioned, a 5-year-old daughter, a 4-year-old, and a 1-year-old. And they're naturalized citizens. Their daughters were born in the United States. His friends say he was never so proud as when he became a United States citizen and he voted for the first time in the last U.S. presidential election. Wow. That is just an awfully depressing story and shows you how vigilant you have to be. This from Tom in Illinois. And Tom says, hi, Kate. Been listening to America Tonight probably for the last couple of months. Wondering if anything is going to happen or come out of what's now happening in the Middle East, meaning specifically, because I guess there's so many places we could talk about, Israel and Hamas? Is this going to be a never-ending war, or does one side level the other? Well, of course, one side could always level the other. But I think that Hamas is getting more and more weapons, and I don't think easily they're going to give in. I don't think that's going to happen. So it could really get dragged out. Could is the operative word in that. Could. This one from Timothy, who says, more sanctions on the good old USSR. Thank goodness. I think Putin likes to just step on or all over people. It's good to see him possibly get his comeuppance. I think he has some other sort of play up his sleeve, but it's a question of what it is. Well, of course it's a question of what it is. I think Putin's dangerous. I think he's very dangerous. But there are also people that want to see him shut down. And the Ukrainian people who don't want to be part of Russia being the ultimate motherlode, the purveyor of what's happening with them, where they don't want that, and yet they've got this back and forth. You have two military jets shot down over Donetsk. We have the Malaysian airliner that went down. Awful. Awful stuff. Coming up on America Tonight, things you might have missed on the day, odds and ends, as I am willing to call it. And some of you earlier in the day sent me some links, and thank you so much for that, from Sue and from Joe and from Ed. But it really, honestly, as we flush this out a little bit more, it looks like we're talking about a long, long process. Seems like almost everything I say, oh, it's a waiting game. Oh, we only have a couple of days left. And we really do only have a couple of days left. 855-266-5283. One more. This came from Brad. Brad says, I don't understand. How can we push people across the border? This is America. We were all immigrants. Can't we embrace the people coming across the border and find them a good home if they truly don't have a parent in this country? Well, the money. Where are you getting the money, the resources to weed out the bad from the good, meaning the gang members? Not realistic. Send me your thoughts, AmericaTonight.net.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com, click the blue microphone in the top right corner, and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
The Ukrainians are ready to accept a mutual ceasefire. Now. Not in the future. Now. It's been 10 days since this plane went down. And investigators have still not received full, unfettered access to the crash site.
And what are the chances they're going to get that unfettered access, as John Kerry, the Secretary of State, says there? Ridiculous when you think that we've almost hit that two-week point, and yet still the Dutch haven't even been on the site, on the crash site, where they can process it, and yet so many of their own were killed when that flight was shot down by a missile. It's outrageous. But you can throw in any adjective you want, and it still leads to the same thing. Nothing is happening. Stronger sanctions. This could be the first time we see Vladimir Putin get cut, because the Europeans are on board with this. Part of the problem was we never had the Europeans involved completely because of their own economic ties to Russia. But now they are invested in more than just the outcome. They're invested in making sure that Putin pays. Because so far he's gotten a free ride, pretty much. And previously, Europe imposed sanctions only on people and organizations accused of direct involvement in threatening the Ukraine. They stepped away from the bigger, what you call sectoral sanctions, because that damages the biggest, one of the biggest money-making enterprises in Russia, the energy supplier. This is designed to squeeze Putin, that maybe he'll back down from this campaign to grab land and disrupt what's going on in the Ukraine. But Putin is not, at this point, has not shown any indication that he's going to back down, even though internationally he's getting slammed around, especially after the plane went down. I mean, that was the final straw. Nobody takes responsibility for it. There are murky questions surrounding weapons. And yet the fighting still continues between government troops and pro-Russian rebels. Over the past 24 hours, people, soldiers, rebels, boom. Dozens have died. And the Ukrainian military is pushing the rebels back toward Donetsk as much as they can. And they're trying to push them in their place and sort of encircle it in the countryside. They're trying to retake, the government's trying to retake several villages near where the plane went down. Ugh, boy, unimaginable. Living here in the United States, reading, talking, everything else, even having some inside information, we're not feeling it. Close your eyes for a minute and imagine you're walking outside to get a paper and you have to step over two dead bodies. I mean, this is an everyday deal. You probably can't even get the paper. So the U.S. Treasury specifically, so you know, imposed sanctions on more Russian banks. Targeted VTB, the Bank of Moscow, the Russian Agriculture Bank, the United Shipbuilding Corporation. And the key thing is getting support from the EU for the sanctions. Not easy. Because the European bloc does more than 10 times as much trade with Russia as the United States. So yes, the United States trades with Russia, yes. But not as much as Europe does. And all 28 states of the EU have to agree unanimously on any measure to make it pass, to make it go. And they did. In London, financial services, they could have some difficult moments ahead because of this, because of what's going on with the Russian banks. German manufacturing firms could lose customers, European banks and other creditors that are owed money by the Russians have to face the greatest risk, or one of them anyway, that clients will have trouble refinancing or repaying their loans. As was described by someone from a think tank, the sanctions are some of the worst, hardest anything that we have ever seen in our lifetime. So it'll hurt a bunch of countries, but in the end, will it pay off? And it is a question of credibility. It is a question of pumping up that credibility factor. So the good news is they're opening a humanitarian corridor in one of the villages to allow the people to flee the fighting. They're still trying to do it. They had a hard time with it. The United Nations says more than 100,000 people have already fled the east so far as they can go. A Dutch police mission abandoned plans to travel there because of the fighting on the route. And in the meantime, all the fighting that's imploded has hurt the recovery of some of the remains from flight MH17 made it impossible to reach the site to investigate the cause of the crash, and that's very big in this whole thing. Because I don't know about you, but I think it's unbelievable that we don't know who brought the plane down. I mean, shouldn't we already know this? Shouldn't these steps have been traced? I think they'll trace it to the rebels who knows, they might have been trashed out of their mind and they set off a rocket, a missile, and that was it. But where did they get the supplies? Where do they get the supplies? And the answer is North Korea is in the middle of it. Ouch. So we got to fight off all takers, no matter which direction they're coming from, and we're getting swarmed. We're getting swarmed with a couple of different things. Not just the Ukraine, because, by the way, why do you care, Israel? We're writing them a big check if it gets approved. Over $200 million. This is why you pay attention. So you know. All right, and finally, for this segment, Bo Bergdahl could be questioned next week about his capture. Let me refresh your memory. You remember him. Taliban had him since 2009. The 28-year-old soldier spent 5 years with them after he disappeared in June of 2009. He was released in May in exchange for 5 senior Taliban members held by the U.S. military. He underwent counseling, medical care at a hospital in San Antonio. And initially, when the story of Bergdahl started to surface everywhere you can imagine, he was painted as a true hero. But then all of a sudden it kind of backed off. What happened to the people who said he was a hero? Because people started to accuse him of deserting his comrades in the middle of a war zone. Some of them went after him. And instead of coming back, they were killed. The army has no finding at this point that Bergdahl deserted, because that would require knowing what his intent was. And that's the key thing here to the letter of the law. So for this moment, Bergdahl will wake up like some of you, only he'll have regular duty at the headquarters of Army North in Texas. He's working with a unit responsible for homeland defense, civil support operations, and security, which is so key. Bergdahl is now back, waiting to see what happens. He was a private first class when he was captured, and the Army extended his enlistment and twice promoted him on schedule while he was being held in captivity. I think this is tricky. I think this is tricky for the military, although this is what they do. Certainly many others have been prosecuted for wrongdoing. But they have no definitive finding. No definitive finding. That is key and really crucial to what happens from here on out. So was he AWOL? Did he walk away from his post? Was he absent without official leave? Question, question, question. Some even questioning whether or not he's a traitor. I think this plays out big, and the decision is big in the end. For what happens to the future of Bo Bergdahl. I know what's happening here. I will meet you in 3 on America Tonight.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Do good people ever want to call an attorney just to find out if they're right or wrong? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what are you forced to think about first? Money. If you could call as often as you wanted and talk as long as you need without a bill, would you call? Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
America tonight. How often have you heard somebody say, man, I should have listened to my gut, or I should have seen it coming. I didn't see it coming. So what's that all about? It's something that a lot of us have a hard time defining, and others totally zero in on it and they get it. Maureen St. Germain is in our virtual green room, so she totally gets it. You can tell by this setup. She is the best-selling author of Be a Genie. Maureen, thanks for coming on America Tonight.
It's my pleasure. I'm glad to be here.
So the expression of I should have listened to my gut, I can't tell you how many times I've heard people say that, and I can't tell you how many times previously I've gone against what my gut told me to do, and then it's been absolutely disastrous. So what does that mean, and why is it that it seems women are usually better at that than men, actually?
Okay, well, first of all, you have a very healthy ego, so your ego wants to run the show because it keeps you safe and it got you where you are today. And when you get a feeling in your gut, that's like your symbol or signal coming in from your intuitive side, because everybody is reading the field that they're in with their intuition, with their, nonlinear ability to receive information, but most people don't have a language for it. So one of the things I do is I help people get the language for those feelings, and then we play with it so that we learn what it's like, rather than trying to make it work on the important stuff. You know, when you're learning a language, you don't try to, exchange, money, or you don't try to, buy your best meal when you're just learning a language. You play with it. You practice, and you practice common phrases. And so that's one of the ways we do it.
What's one of the first things that you can do to kind of bring those skills up or to cultivate them?
Yes, that's a good question. When you notice that you didn't follow it, then say to yourself, okay, the next time I have that kind of a feeling, I'm going to respond to it. So just respond to your failure, let's say, with a positive outcome, saying, okay, next time I definitely will follow it. Then when you have that feeling the next time, and you don't want to follow it because your ego and your will are trying to take care of you in the way that worked in the past, because the ego always judges the situation from past scenarios. Mm-hmm. So this time, when it comes up a second time, you stay with it and you say to yourself, okay, does this feel good? And you look at one scenario. Does this feel good? You look at another scenario. And you keep doing that till you find the scenario that feels good. So whenever you get that sinking feeling, this doesn't feel right, then just stop a minute and ask yourself a question. Now, one of the best ways to cultivate it is to do it in playful ways and in practice ways. So, for example, you're putting on a pair of shoes and you're trying to decide, should I wear the red shoes or the blue shoes? And hold the shoes in your hand. Say, okay, should I wear these shoes? Close your eyes and see what it feels like on the inside. And then put those shoes down and pick up another pair of shoes. Do these feel good? And you'd be surprised at how quickly your intuitive side goes, finally, we got through, like Helen Keller.
I love that. Did you always know you had this powerful intuition?
Absolutely not. In fact, I was the last person in the room to get stuff. And that's why I developed this technique, because I wanted to be able to have this ability on command and not just to come in once in a while. As a young person, I certainly had strong feelings, but I didn't know what to do with them, like most people.
So what would you say, I mean, if you could go back in time, would you have listened to that or cultivated that sooner?
Yes, I most certainly would have cultivated it sooner, but one of the things that happened to me is because I became a meditation teacher, I was in meditation a lot with my students, and in those meditations, I cultivated that skill by asking in my meditation, what could I do to teach my students to have better skill set? And in the process, I got it too.
Wow. Interesting. It's so, so powerful. See, that whole phrase about if I could have only known, if I saw it coming, that kind of thing. How can you see it a mile away? How do you recognize an intuitive message?
What happens is it's like the little kid trying to tell his dad, I have the answer to the problem that the dad's trying to solve. And the dad is saying, no, honey, don't bother me. I'm busy right now. And back and forth it goes. And then finally the father says, all right, what is it? What is it? And the child has the solution to the problem the father's trying to figure out. And the father says, why didn't you tell me sooner? And that's exactly what happens to us with our intuitive side, because we have strong egos that help protect us and keep us safe. So what we're doing is we're consciously deciding that it's okay to get intuitive information. And when you go through a practice period of like 6 weeks where you're only doing playful questions, things that aren't important, what happens is the ego that's standing back and not caring about whether you have carrots or green beans or whether you go to this restaurant or that restaurant, what happens is the ego sees the outcome. Maybe you run into somebody you've been looking for, months at the restaurant because you followed your intuition to that restaurant. Or maybe you decide to cook the chicken instead of the fish and you have the whole chicken and the neighbor, rings the doorbell and they haven't had dinner and you say, come on in, we'll have dinner together. Stuff like that will start to happen with such regularity on unimportant questions that what happens is your ego is looking at this and is saying, it's just like the person who goes to the races and always wins. When they invite you to go along, you're going to go, yeah. And what are you going to do when they bet? You're going to bet with them. So what happens is then the ego begins to use a new past where you're asking your intuition to show you, and the ego doesn't have the need to Right. So it's easier and easier to hear it.
Yeah, boy. We're speaking with Maureen St. Germain here on America Tonight. She's written a book called Be a Genie. So you have to have some skeptics that sometimes approach you. Have you ever, to me, that would be the most satisfying thing. Have you ever had somebody massively skeptical about this, and then you teach them how to pay attention to it, and they can't believe what a game changer it is?
Yes, I have. And I've even had people ask questions that, you know, in the whole room were asked the same question. And this person believes they have the true answer. And when everybody gets the opposite answer that he's expecting, the look on their face is incredible. They're just like in shock. How can that be? And it's so interesting because this has happened numerous times. And, you know, you don't like to rub it in because that's not purposeful. Instead, you go, yeah, isn't that amazing? And you just keep right on going. But
yeah, I love that. I love that. You keep right on going. All right, I bet you get asked this question, too, because, you know, we're all fascinated by the whole concept, idea, fantasy of time travel. So that's why the Magic 8-Ball is so popular, or trying to really figure out what's happening in the future, for some people anyway. Can you possibly do that? Can you use those skills to sort of move through time, to foresee situations and prepare yourself for them?
As a person becomes more and more intuitive, yes. And there are even times when this gift goes even further and gets you to choose a different path because you have this skill and it will keep you out of trouble. One night when I was driving down the interstate between cities, I think I was actually driving between two major cities, and it was late and a semi went by me. And I probably was doing the speed limit, and the semi was probably doing quite a bit faster. And my guidance, my intuitive knowing, came in and said, get into the slipstream, you know, real close to that semi. And I couldn't believe it, so I asked again, yes, do it now. And we were coming upon an interchange where I was going to change to another highway, and I wondered what the semi was going to do. And sure enough, the truck driver went onto that ramp. And then suddenly the semi went to the far right, onto the berm. And I'm being told, stay with it, stay with it. And when he went over to the berm, I asked again, yes, stay with it. And another car came the other way at 16 miles an hour, going the wrong way.
No. Oh, my gosh. That gives me the chills to even think about that. That had to be a crazy, wild moment for you.
It was. And when we got off the ramp to the next highway, I asked again, I still have to stay with this guy? Nope, you're fine. But, you know, a truck driver has the ability to know situations and to know that a specific action is the right thing to do. Whereas, you know, somebody who's not a seasoned driver like me, I wouldn't know. I might change lanes trying to get out of his way, you know, going one way and then the other. But the truck driver knew, get over here and stay there until this guy's out of the way.
Yeah. So you say one of the key things, bringing it back around to what we talked about at the beginning of this for everybody listening across America, is you start with things that don't have a lot of meaning, fun things that you start with to get yourself to develop this more, right?
That's right. You practice on stuff you don't care about. If you really want to have a bonbon, don't be checking in on that one. Instead, just eat it and enjoy it. But if you're willing to not eat it, you just, you know, feel it. See how it feels. It's quite amazing.
I love that. I love that. I love that example. All right. Again, the book is Be a Genie. You can get it at Amazon.com. Maureen St. Germain, thanks for joining us here on America Tonight.
Thanks for having me, Kate. It's a pleasure to be on America Tonight.
Thank you.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.